thank you again for listening to Doers of the Word. James chapter 1, verse 22 says from the New International Version, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says." Hallelujah. Today is going to be the second part of the Bible message titled, God Will Show You the Way to Go. Let's go to the Heavenly Father God, approach His throne on bended knees. Hallelujah. Dear Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Yeshua Messiah, we come to you, Heavenly Father God, the Most High God, the one true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God who created the heaven, the seas, the earth, the universe, the one true God who woke us up this morning, woke us up today. Thank you, Heavenly Father God, for your mercy and grace. We thank you, Lord God, for your many blessings that you have given us in the past and in the present. Lord God, we thank you with all our heart that you love us and you have given us an opportunity to come to you today and pray to you and thank you, Lord God. Dear Heavenly Father God, El Elyon, the one true Most High God, Jehovah God, Yahweh. God, we love you, Lord God. We come to you and we just want to say, Lord God, we thank you for giving us the understanding of the reading of your word. We ask that you give us more wisdom and knowledge and intelligence and revelation from your word, Lord God. Lord God, we lift up our hands as a sacrifice to you, Lord God, that we are going to serve you. We're going to love you and obey your commandments and statutes, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to obey you. Give us the courage and the boldness, Lord God, to do what is right in your sight, Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Yeshua Messiah. Heavenly Father God, we ask that your presence and your power would come upon us and your anointing would come upon us and your angels surround and protect us today as we go out, Lord God, to do what is right. God, help us to live a life that's pleasing to you, Heavenly Father God. Lord God, I ask that you will give me the words to speak and not speak, that souls will be saved by your Holy Spirit, by Jesus Christ, Yeshua Messiah, Lord God. I pray that those who are sincerely seeking you, Heavenly Father God, to know your will, to do your will, give them the courage and the boldness and the understanding and the wisdom and the intelligence and discernment. Give them grace and mercy, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Yeshua Messiah, give them strength, Lord God, to read the word of God daily. Lord God, time is getting shorter and shorter. Lord God, you are going to do something awesome and mighty, horrific and humbling next year in 2009, Lord God. I pray that you prepare us, Lord God, for what you are going to do upon the earth. Protect your children, provide for your children, Lord God. Lord God, I pray that your word would go forth throughout the whole entire earth and universe, Lord God. I ask, Lord God, that in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I ask that you, Heavenly Father God, by your mighty, powerful, loving, compassionate, judgmental hand, that you would break bondage off those who are in bondage by Satan the devil. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray that you would bring understanding and wisdom. Help people to repent, Lord God. Grant them repentance, Lord God, so that souls will be saved, Lord God, before the return of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Yeshua Messiah. Prepare us, Lord God, for the return of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Yeshua Messiah. Lord God, nothing's too hard for you. You are our rock. You are our refuge, Lord God. We can do nothing without you, Lord God. And God, I give you the glory. All the glory, honor, and praise goes to you, Heavenly Father God, through your Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Yeshua Messiah. And Lord God, I ask all these things in in the name of the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Yeshua Messiah. Amen. Get your Holy Bible, and we are going to begin reading in the book of Numbers, chapter 9. Begin reading in verse 15 from the New International Version. On the day the tabernacle, the tent of the testimony, was set up, the cloud covered it from evening till morning. The cloud above the tabernacle looked like fire. That is how it continued to be. The cloud covered it, and at night it looked like fire. Whenever the cloud lifted from above the tent, the Israelites set out. Wherever the cloud settled, the Israelites encamped. At the Lord's command, the Israelites set out, and at his command, they encamped. As long as the cloud stayed over the tabernacle, they remained in camp. When the cloud remained over the tabernacle a long time, the Israelites obeyed the Lord's order and did not set out. Sometimes the cloud was over the tabernacle only a few days. At the Lord's command, they would encamp, and then at his command, they would set out. Sometimes the cloud stayed only from evening till morning, and when it lifted in the morning, they set out. Whether by day or by night, whenever the cloud lifted, they set out. Whether the cloud stayed over the tabernacle for 2 days, or a month, or a year, the Israelites would remain in camp and not set out. But when it lifted, they would set out. At the Lord's command, they encamped. And at the Lord's command, they set out. They obeyed the Lord's order in accordance with his command through Moses. We see here from God's word, the Holy Bible, from these verses in Numbers chapter 9, verses 15 to 23, that the Israelites only moved when the Lord's command was issued in accordance through Moses. When the cloud covered, it looked like fire at night, and then staying there, they only moved when the cloud removed. When the cloud moved, they moved. When the cloud lifted up, they would pick up things, lift up things, and go. See, we will move when God tells us to move. We will stay when God will tell us to stay. In three of the verses that we read from Numbers chapter 9, verses 15 to 23, three times the same words were spoken. Verse 18, at the Lord's command, the Israelites set out, and at his command, they encamped. Verse 20 says, sometimes the cloud was over the tabernacle only a few days. At the Lord's command, they would encamp, and then at his command, they would set out. And then verse 23, at the Lord's command, they encamped, and at the Lord's command, they set out. Verses 18, 20, and 23 from Numbers chapter 9 tells us, as doers of the word, those who are obeying God's commands, statutes, and laws, that we only move when the Lord's command tells us to move. We only stay when the Lord God's command tells us to stay. God is our rock and refuge. He's our counselor. He's our mighty God. He is the one that will show us the way to go. We see here by God's word, the Holy Bible, that the Lord God is in control of his children. Let's go to Numbers chapter 9, beginning in verse 15 from the New Living Translation. The tabernacle was set up, and on that day the cloud covered it. Then from evening until morning, the cloud was over the tabernacle, appeared to be a pillar of fire. This was the regular pattern. At night, the cloud changed to the appearance of fire. When the cloud lifted from over the sacred tent, the people of Israel follow it. And wherever the cloud settled, the people of Israel camped. In this way, they traveled at the Lord's command and stopped wherever he told them to. Then they remained where they were as long as the cloud stayed over the tabernacle. If the cloud remained over the tabernacle for a long time, the Israelites stayed for a long time, just as the Lord commanded. Sometimes the cloud would stay over the tabernacle for only a few days, so the people would stay for only a few days. Then at the Lord's command, they would break camp. Sometimes the cloud stayed only overnight and moved on the next morning. But day or night, when the cloud lifted, the people broke camp and followed. Whether the cloud stayed above the tabernacle for 2 days, a month, or a year, the people of Israel stayed in camp and did not move on. But as soon as it lifted, they broke camp and moved on. So they camped or traveled at the Lord's command, and they did whatever the Lord told them through Moses. By reading these holy Bible verses in Numbers chapter 9, if the Israelites decided to go ahead of God without the cloud being lifted up, what would happen? What would happen to the Israelites if they decided to say, okay, I've been here long enough. I'm going to go on ahead of God. I'm not going to wait for the Lord's command. I'm not going to wait for when the cloud lifted up to let me know to go. I'm just going to go ahead and do my own thing. And I am going to go ahead and do this thing without the Lord's command. What would happen to that person if he or she decided to go ahead of the Lord's command? Well, anyone can surmise that the person will probably run into a lot of hardship, challenges, a lot of problems when we go ahead of God, when we do not listen and we do not obey the Lord's command. Throughout the Old Testament and even in the New Testament, there are accounts of people going ahead of God, and the result was disastrous. The results were horrible. When the person do not obey God's laws, commands, and statutes, when the person does not obey the Lord's commands. As children of the Almighty God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God who created the heaven, the earth, the seas, and the universe, we are to obey the Lord's command no matter what anyone says, because God is the one who is going to save our souls. God is going to protect and provide for us. God will do what he say he will do. You may say, I don't have a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night to guide and direct me and to lead me where to go and not to go and when to stay and not to stay. If you are a child of God, you will have the Holy Spirit of God living inside of you to show you where to go and not go, to show you where to stay and not to stay. The Holy Spirit of God is our comforter, our teacher. He will show you the way to go. The Almighty God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the one true Most High God, the God who created the heavens, the earth, the seas, and the universe, will show you the way to go when you and I both read the Word of God, meditate on the Word of God, asking the Lord God Almighty for wisdom to understand the Word of God. He is loving and merciful. He's gracious and kind. He wants us to come to know Him. He wants us to be in his kingdom. Dear Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Yeshua Messiah, I thank you, Lord God, for the ones who are listening to this Doers of the Word radio program. I pray, Lord God, that you will bless every and each person who have a desire and a hunger to read your holy word, to do your holy word. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I thank you, Lord God. Amen.